This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was seen riding.
All right, you two come into my office.
Okay.
Of course, I'm a doctor.
Of course.
If you look at the x-ray here, what you'll find is that you're both pregnant with Ritties and Puzzies.
All right, so this is one x-ray.
So it's going to be twins.
Okay.
One will be a Danny DeVito, and the other one will be a...
Danny DeVito.
Okay,
sure.
So
that's how twins work.
The concept of twins.
So we're pregnant with twins.
And we got an x-ray to show that?
Yes. I hate to say that the babies will be affected by that.
Sure.
Radiation.
Okay, good. Yes, very good.
Yes, yes.
They'll probably have some sort of power, but it won't be like a cool Spider-Man thing. It'll be like Jubilee or like, I don't know, who's another shitty... Martian Manhunter.
It's just Jubilee. Unfortunately, it's just Jubilee. And a little bit Gambit.
Yeah, a little bit Gambit.
And what are their names? Can you tell from the x-ray what their
doctor,
names are?
Doctor, can you tell the names of the babies from the x-ray?
Yes, the babies will
Good.
The babies will be Goofus and Gallant.
I think we're going to get sued.
I'm Arrowify.
I'm JPZ.
And I'm going to get sued.
Sue Stormed.
Sue I'm Aaron Stormed. Keith.
Now that's a power.
I got Sue Stormed once in college.
What?
Anyone want it? Who wants it?
Not yes. me. I'm okay.
Daddy.
I'm full.
Come at daddy and get it.
Sue Storm is when you're having sex and then someone rains piss on you?
She's invisible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So was I in college.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, if I ever get sued, can you just take care of it?
Yep.
Just like figure out the logistics for me.
You mean like take care of the guy?
Yeah, either kill the person who sued
me. I'm talking about sucking him off. Nobody's talking about killing anybody.
All right, fine. You can do both.
I wonder if I could, Aaron. I would do my best to take care of the situation.
I would just give you money and just go handle it.
I would do some petty bribery, some intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like some Trumpian tactics.
I would not
get too polemical.
Yeah, I would want some emotional support from Adel.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I want Adel bringing me muffins, telling me it's all going to be okay. But I want JPC pounding the pavement, getting me off of that.
There's got to be a better way to rephrase a lot of that.
I know.
Pounding the pavement?
Yeah, I regret everything. I'm not going to talk about
it. A lot of Stephen Malcolm's groupies are really pounding the pavement.
So what's up, guys? Is this a riddle show or what's going on?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, who knows? Has anyone on the show ever been sued? I'm trying to remember if I've ever been sued.
Once I sued someone else.
Technically, I sued an insurance company, and I did win that lawsuit.
You did it.
But you had a
lawsuit against Dr. Funny Comedy?
Yes. I took him for all he was worth. Pots and pans to piss in. I got audited by the IRS because I didn't pay taxes on... Yeah, well, I thought when I was in college, I was like, I make so little money that there's no way I'm going to report all of the money that I make. And the IRS was like, your employer reported this money. And I was like, oh, for sure? But there's like a statute of limitations on it, and I only got busted for 1 year when I technically tax evaded for three.
What happens when you get busted?
So they were like, you owe us $1,200. And I was like, you're right. You're absolutely correct. I do owe you that money. And the little extra that you charge, I do owe you that. I paid them their money.
It's fucking bonkers to me that there's something where it's like everyone in the U.S. is just going to send in money for what they think they owe. And then also there's like people mailing it in paper style, and there's also digital. And it's like, what a fucking shit show. Like, how does that work?
I'll never understand
like,
it.
How many people are in the U.S.?
Million?
Like 500,000?
100, 200.
But how do they process
We're all so stupid. Yeah, I don't.
How did they well,
the other thing is,
that?
The other thing is, at that time, I can't remember what year this was, but the IRS had just cut like half its staff. They just like laid off half its people. And I was like, if they laid off half their people, no way there's somebody caring about old Johnny $24,000. But I was very wrong. They did care about
That's
that.
That's what your name was before.
Johnny $24,000. If you're a professional tax, come on the show. We want to interview you and know how the system works.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So now this show is not about riddles. It is a chance for tax attorneys to finally have their platform.
Welcome back to the Mad Tax.
This is what I need, and I'm not even kidding. Uh-huh. So first of all, I think that there should be an entire class in high school about this. That
there
will never
should.
Make any sense
there
to
absolutely
me.
Should.
And I still don't fully understand all of it. I get it. But if there's a woman out there who wants to explain it to me, please DM me on Instagram. If you are an accountant or you're an expert in this, DM me on Instagram if you're a woman and explain this to me. Thank you so much.
And Aaron, I have to say, I appreciate that you think taxes should be taught in high school. I do feel like the more important lesson is how to dodge a ball. I feel like that has paid off in spades in terms of like every time I'm walking down the street, there's
taxes.
Something.
That's why they do it.
Did you ever have a class? Not a class.
People are throwing stuff at you a lot in public.
I remember in grade school, we had to like, maybe it was like about learning how to write cursive, but we had to like practice writing checks. Like writing our signature on checks, or maybe it was just that we were writing our signature and checks.
I think
were
that
the way
the teacher was fooling you into paying them.
We were all just like writing bad checks that our
yes,
teacher was
Mrs.
cashing.
Anderson.
We had to practice running our parents' credit cards.
But it is pretty fucked up that like budgeting and balancing a checkbook and all that stuff is not
None
part
of it.
Compulsory like education. Yet yeah. we have
so what
to
do
know
we cut out
English?
There's only so many hours in a day. We have to keep recess.
We have to keep religion class, which we I think should religion. Be mandatory.
But like there you have to take like computer classes and keyboard like there's so many things that are actually applied to like functioning as an adult. But like they should be explaining credit cards and taxes and balancing a checkbook.
There's a very interesting Freakonomics podcast that I will go ahead and plug right now about math and how like basically it doesn't make any sense that you have to take geometry and algebra too because geometry is not something that you'll need to ever know how to do. But there's absolutely nothing in class that teaches you how to like manipulate data, which is kind of what I do at my job all the fucking time. And it's like insane that it's such a lucrative career path, but instead they're teaching kids how to do fucking geometry, which is like circles and squares and it's nothing.
Well,
what's a rhombus? What's a rhombus with you? I know all your jokes, Adel. So try to play.
I was going to say a rhombus Ramirez.
Oh my God. At some
no,
point,
I was going to say rhombus jerk.
Do three episodes where JPC, it's your solo episode, and you play all three of us. And then Adel, you do an episode, and you play
this
all three of
terrible.
Us. And then I do an episode, and I play all three of us.
Speaking of episodes, this is a riddle podcast. Mm-hmm. Why don't we get into those hot, hot riddles? Old man puzzles will be played by JPC himself.
By JPC himself. The one, the only, the J, the P, the C. It's me.
A Jewish personal computer.
I feel that way sometimes.
Did you learn that in school?
Mm-hmm.
I went to a new doctor and who's older and he's very Jewish. And as he was, my name's Cohen, but it's spelled COA and I'm not Jewish. And as he was a card. He was very eccentric.
I think it's more important to lead with I'm not Jewish versus the spelling of your name.
Well, Cohen is a Jewish name.
Yeah, but you can just say I'm not Jewish.
Well, if I said I'm not Jewish and I didn't spell my name, you'd never fucking believe me.
I don't know how to do my taxes.
But this doctor, he was very eccentric and outgoing, but he kept like, we would talk about other stuff and he'd be like, and you're a Jew? And I'm like, no, I'm not a Jew. And he's like, your mother's a Jew? Your dad's a Jew? And I'm like, I'm not a Jew. And he was like, we kept going back and forth. And he was like, you have a very Jewish friendly vibe to you. He's a Jewish guy. So it was, and I was like, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, and he was telling more about my life. And I was like, well, I'm like an improviser, like a comedian. And he goes, comedian. See, you're Jewish. And I was like, I don't know about that. But
oh,
I think he visited Woody Allen.
Well, he's a great doctor. I don't know what you're talking about. So today's warm-up riddles come to us from a fan. This is a Zach. Zach did not give me permission to use their last name, so I will not. Okay, I'm sorry. They did say Zach or Zach W. So that's as most mystery as I will give. I'll also give their pronouns, he, him. But that's it. That's all the mystery that I'll give
Zach,
about
who
Zach.
Who are you?
But Zach did say that they came to a 8 p.m. show of the World News Tonight.
What are you, my grandma? Are you doing the world news tonight?
With his mom and dad, and they really liked the show. His sister and mom loved the show as well. What's that?
Who was there?
I have no idea. This was sent years ago. So Zach says, now onto the riddles. I made these up, so they should be unique. These riddles are warm-up riddles. They have three lines, and each has its own answer. The answers for each line are words with a single letter difference. For example,
should we have a pen and paper?
You could, but the example is a set of answers might be sad, mad, bad.
Got it.
Right?
Got it.
So three answers, single letter difference in the three.
You just described all my feelings I've had today. Sad, mad, and bad.
And by mad, you mean Mothers Against Drunk Driving?
Mm-hmm.
I
forgot about that. Wow, that just brought back a memory.
You had forgot about Mothers Against Drunk Driving?
I did.
They're still against it.
I haven't heard.
Their opinion has not changed.
That was at MMA paid event, right?
God, yeah. There's some... Did anyone have any, like, absolutely inappropriate demonstrations at their school run by Mad?
No.
Were you bringing, like, the wrecked car?
Yeah, wrecked car.
And people, it's like a bloody prom... Yeah. Yeah. Room,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I think they stopped doing that. And I'm sorry if this is triggering to anyone. Like, skip ahead 2 minutes. But yeah, super. Did they do that at your high school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They did it on the football field. They carted out this wrecked car, and then they had a guy in a tux and a woman in a white or cream dress, and they were just covered in blood.
Wow.
And it was supposed to, like, be reenacting the consequences of drunk driving.
Yeah.
But I feel like people in my high school were just, like, laughing and doing
well. We didn't have that, and I went to Catholic school, so I would think that, like, we would anyway. So, one letter difference on these riddles. Riddle number one: a title for someone unmarried, not quite fog, a Japanese soup.
Got it,
Aaron.
Missed miso.
Wow, miss miso. Wow, miss miso. All right, Aaron, you have 1 point. Congratulations. Riddle number two. An event with bright colors and loud music. What a fire can do if it isn't stopped in time. Pure, unfiltered anger.
Got it.
Okay. Oh.
Kid Rock concerts. Big Bop Bumpers. Big Bopper.
One letter changes. One letter changes and Adel goes insane. An event with bright colors and loud music.
Kid Rock concert.
What a fire can do if it isn't stopped in time. Pure, unfiltered anger.
Rage.
So you've got one of the words, maybe?
Rage. Well, rage works for fire and for anger.
So what a fire can do if it isn't stopped in time?
R-A-V-E. Yeah, rave.
Rave.
Rage.
Rage.
Rage is one of them, but it's not
the last
that one.
But isn't what a fire does rage?
But these are changed by one letter, so it wouldn't be the same one twice.
Which one is rage, the second or the third?
Pure,
third.
Unfiltered anger.
So rave.
Rage. And what's the second one?
So if you wanted to burn down a building, another way to say it would be like,
call my cousin.
I want to see a scene.
Okay, good.
JPC, you're Adel's cousin. Adel, you need something nefarious done, and JPC is a little too eager to help.
Hey, thanks so much for coming over here, Tom.
Hey, no problem, Adel. No problem. Hey, it's good to see you. How's your mom?
She's good. She's good. Are you still doing your Mark Wahlberg impression?
What's that? Nah, I mean, only every chance I get.
Yeah.
Hey, here's some potato dumplings for your family for your troubles.
Oh,
don't tell
thank
anybody
you.
We got those because they're stolen.
Oh, the minute I leave here, I'm going to toss those. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I need you to do something a little shady.
Okay, whose wife you want me to bang?
No,
gotta wear a condom?
Oh my god!
Is she already of a certain age?
Tom,
I'm sorry.
Why?
You tell me where the line is.
Pump
I won't cross
the
line.
I need no. You misunderstood. I need you to fuck someone's husband.
Okay. Okay, even better. I don't gotta wear protection because husbands can get pregnant.
Is your mouth melting?
What's that?
Is your mouth melting?
I just put it in a Snickers. I just put it in a Snickers.
Why don't you say eating a Snickers?
I'm not eating it. Hey, I'm holding it, kid.
I can see it in the back of your throat.
It's savor the flavor for later, buddy.
The Snickers grump. In his mouth.
Oh.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you're popping out like a little prairie dog. What's your name?
Am I? Snickers.
Okay. Well, how original, right?
Yeah. Listen, the two of yous, I just need you
to do this
thing.
Are you making fun of me?
No.
Two of yous?
Yeah, it's just I have that thing.
I like it.
I like it. Don't make me think you are making fun of me.
Huh? Zelig?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Simon Zealots. What's the haps? Tell me what's happening.
I need you to fuck someone's husband.
Okay. Whose husband?
Okay, brace yourself.
President of the United States of America?
Yes.
Okay.
We're on it.
Fuck Bill Clinton's husband?
No.
Huh?
I need you to fuck Bill Clinton.
You want me to fuck Bill Clinton? Okay. Yeah, we could do that. What do you say, Snickers?
I didn't know this scene took place in the 90s.
Hey, who's at the door? Oh, come on in. What's your name?
All you wanted to do was Bill Clinton impression. I'm sorry.
Shut up, Snickers.
you're right. No, I'm sorry. Let's flash back. Aaron, or Snickers, what president do you want me to fucking go to?
Yeah, Snickers, Bill you Clinton. Call it. What?
Bill Clinton.
You okay.
And can I just say, you just wanted to do your Snickers impression.
Yeah, I did.
You've been sitting on that Snickers impression for weeks. See?
I've been sitting on that Snickers impression. Guys, who am I? Ooh, yes. I curb your hunger.
Larry David.
Larry yes. David. Yeah. He curbs my hunger. The word you were both looking for is raise.
Raise.
Mm-hmm. You raise to burn down. Mm-hmm.
Wait. This is legit. I'm 37. I'm just learning this. Raise means to burn down?
R-A-Z-E.
Okay.
Yes. Not like R-A.
Because to raise a barn just means to demolish it, right? Or does it mean to burn it?
To raise a barn?
Mm-hmm.
So R-A-Z-E, raise a barn, is to burn it down. R-A-I.
But what do the Amish do?
R-A-I-S-E, like raise a barn would be to like build it.
And then Raising Arizona is?
Great movie.
Great.
Somebody stop me.
And then a barn burner means?
Blowout.
Okay. And then a blowout is like a
hairdo.
Brazilian?
Hairdo, yeah. A hairdo.
It costs about a Brazilian.
Blowouts are
Brazilian
pretty
dollars.
I do love getting a blowout, though.
Yeah, me too.
Do you guys remember that joke that they used to say when Bush was president, where they were like, President Bush, there's been the war in Iraq. We got the latest reports back, and we have some bad news. Two Brazilian soldiers perished, and President Bush takes off his glasses. And
oh, here we go. He just wanted to do his George Bush impression.
Puts his hands on his head and goes, dear God, how many is a Brazilian? Well, I remember that joke because it's a fun joke.
It's
a play on words. But my grandpa would send out like political emails during the Obama presidency.
That's
and
a blast.
I remember my grandpa, it was like a copy and paste of that same joke, but with Obama, and he sent it out. And I was like, all right, Grandpa, but like Obama's thing isn't that he's stupid.
Yeah, in fact, he's very smart.
Like you could like make maybe say like, hey, he kills a lot of people with drone strikes. Shouldn't do that. That's fine, Grandpa. But like, Bush is the dumb one. Yeah. Like, come on. Let's pick a lane. Anyway, a place to put a broken arm.
Cast.
Do you want to just guess?
Yeah. Great. Cast. Cost.
Hold on. I have to check.
Yeah, what?
Adel really having a hard time with one letter differences. A place to put a broken arm. A wild change. The act of asking for justice.
Just.
Case.
Cast.
Just cuss.
Just cuss.
Cast. Let's
work through
so
it.
So cast is the first
cast
one.
Cast is the first one.
No.
Sling.
Sling.
What was the second one?
The second answer?
Yeah. Just give me the answer.
A place to put a broken arm.
Sling.
A wild change.
Swing.
Swing.
The act of asking for justice.
Suing.
Suing. Who got that? Was that Aaron? Good job,
I got the first two.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Now I'm getting really paranoid. I'm going to get sued. It's come up
so much.
Oh my
God.
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. Maybe Zach W. will sue you for saying that bad thing about his mom and his sister.
What did I say?
You said
I don't think I said anything. I believed you. I'm so tired. I believed you. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did say that awful thing about his mom and his sister.
Oh, no.
I should have said that to that one listener that I was going to fuck his mom, because now I assume I said that to
every
listener.
Yeah, that was weeks ago, but that was in the same room. So yeah, you're getting a very kinetic energy from that.
Yeah.
Aaron, we're only like 20 minutes into the episode, but I've already learned in this episode that you're tired enough that I can trick you into things, and that's not good for you.
This is what happened.
That
okay?
doesn't bode well for you.
My boyfriend is away for a while, and I get spooked at night, and so I've been having this anxiety where I stay awake through sleeping. Like I took melatonin, and then I took Tylenol PM, and I stayed awake through both of them, and then I'm tired all day. So I fall asleep at like 4 in the morning, and then I have Tylenol PM in my body.
What about like, what's that sleep, like Lunesta, like one of those like sleep aids?
I guess I could try one of those. I haven't yet. I'm going to try NyQuil tonight because I got a little cold, and we'll see if I fall asleep.
That's
why my brain is like, womp, womp, womp.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are trying to go to bed. It's 4 a.m.
Yep.
I must be lonely.
And Rob Thomas, you think you see Rob Thomas in your
please.
Living room.
Don't no. pull my
I know
arm.
You just want to do your Rob
don't
Thomas impression.
Don't make me do it.
And you think Matchbox 20. No, I'm sorry.
Wait, please.
I'm going to play
do
Santana.
Your real scene. Do your real scene. No.
You're trying a new drug that was prescribed to you by Dr. Funny Comedy. Mm-hmm. It's having some side effects, and JPC and I will play the side effects.
Great. Are you real?
Hello.
Babe, are you okay?
Hello, what's your name?
Babe, are you okay?
There's a dog saying, Babe, are you okay to me?
Babe, are you okay?
And there's what's a your clown name? That sounds like a parrot.
I'm not a dog. I'm James Vanderbeek from Dog Sense Creek. Don't you understand?
I'm more of a pasty fan.
You're more of a pasty fan? Look what you're
He's
wearing.
He's not that pasty. Okay, so you're...
I'm a dog.
You're a dog.
James, I'm James Vanderbark.
James Vanderbark.
From Dogson's Creek.
From Dogson's Creek. And you're?
I'm straight up clown.
Okay. Your name's straight up clown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Describe how you look.
Well, I'm about 12 feet tall. I have branches for fingers. The center of my body is a pack of cigarettes. My neck is no neck. And and my face looks like a million screams.
My back, my pussy and my crack.
Mm-hmm.
No neck.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need you to tell me this because I'm a little tired. I don't know which way is up. Mm-hmm. Are you real?
Well,
or is this what my brain is? Is this a fever dream my brain's doing to me?
The thing that described himself as mostly a tree, I'm not sure if that's real. I'm definitely real. I'm James Vanderbark. I'm a treasured actor. I was on Dog Sense Creek for 6 seasons. I know Katie Holmes.
You know dog name for Katie Holmes?
Hold on, Katie Holmes. Yeah, none. No dog name for
what about
Katie Holmes.
Joshua Jackson?
You want one?
If you ask nicely.
All right, Cloud, what do you got?
I didn't have one.
Do you have one for Joshua Jackson?
Joshua Jackson. Joshua Jackson.
No,
I'm the only one that needs one.
What about Michelle Williams?
Michonne Frise Williams.
This is fun. I like being awake.
Who else was on Dawson's Creek?
I just named the four.
The Bark Knight. Is that something?
Oh, the Bark Knight. And you look at your clock and it's 8 a.m. Scene.
I can't lie to you. That's sort of how it's been going.
That's crazy. Yeah, maybe you should try one of those like stronger sleep aids.
Yeah, because I just need to truly be knocked out. I was thinking about having a friend come over and hit me in the head with a pan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought about
Looney Tunes
that before.
Rules. Yeah. I like that Sean has been doing Mission Impossible stuff in his sleep and like disturbing you nonstop. And then suddenly when he leaves, you're like, I can't sleep.
That's exactly what he said. He was like, do you need to be lying next to someone who's stressing you out every moment that they're going to like jump out the window?
I used to live right next to the Red Line for 5 years and it didn't bother me at all. And then as soon as I moved, I found myself having to go to the train to even sleep.
I used to live right next to a Chorus Line. Wonderful.
Okay, ready for your next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So this is again,
these are great.
Yeah,
these are again, all. What's his name? Zach
all from
W?
Zach W. The local branch of a secret organization, a person quietly repeating prayers at church, the reservation of a bus. They're getting. I think they're getting a little harder.
Okay. Mason.
I'm sorry.
First one, Mason.
No. Local branch of a secret organization.
Local branch
no
of a
idea.
Secret. So secret organizations would be like the what's that? Odd Fellows.
The Odd Fellows.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci is the Odd Fellows.
I don't know if I'm gonna get it from the first one.
Okay.
What's the
so
second one?
The second one is a person quietly repeating prayers at church.
Sinner.
No.
Guilty. Guilty person.
No.
Oh, the old guy from Home Alone with the shovel.
Donald Trump.
Yep.
Pizza in New York City.
Oh, that word's leaving my brain.
All right. Well, what about the last one? The reservation of a bus.
The reservation of a bus. Greyhound ticket.
No, okay. But Greyhound, that the type of bus is on the right track.
Megabus.
Giving you too much information already.
Type of bus.
Mm-mm. Commuter.
Double decker.
No. Not the physical type of bus.
Peter Pan.
Say the three of us and
school bus.
40 lucky Hey Riddle Riddle fans. We're going to take a trip to Jupiter, we would blank a bus.
Reserve.
Fuck a bus.
We would reserve. What's another word
reserve?
For reserve? What do you do
repent
to reserve a bus?
Down payment.
Ask your mom.
No,
to help you
no,
out,
no.
Because things are bad.
No, this is just a bus that exists in the world. A bus that exists in the world. And we're going to say, hey, bus, we're going to blank you to take us to.
Rent.
It's a we're kind going of to rent.
Shrink you.
Okay, maybe
to go inside a body.
Let's get away from a bus.
Rent reserve.
I'm in a bazaar in the faraway east.
How bizarre!
And I, EMC.
spice.
And I say, you there, balloon man. I want to blank your balloon to take me above the bazaar.
Wow, this. What?
Borrow. I want you to borrow me your balloon.
I want you to
secure. I want to commandeer
the local branch of a secret organization.
Ah,
a person quietly repeating prayers.
Moose Lodge. What are like the secret organizations? Like I thought the Mason Lodge was like a big thing, right?
It's not the specific secret organization.
Skull and Crossbones.
That does not matter.
Buses. Okay,
you are not listening to me.
What's the
I know what it's like
again?
To not be listened to, and it is happening to me. What's that?
What's the second one again?
A person quietly repeating prayers at church.
Repentant.
No, so they're repeating.
Penitent.
Repeating
penitent
is a big.
Man.
Repeating,
only a penitent man may
listen
pass.
To me. Listen to me. Repeating is a big part of it.
Repeating.
Yeah. You are repeating.
Hail Mary.
No.
Full of grace.
No, it's the name of the person who's doing it.
All three of these words end in ER, I will say. The local branch of a secret organization. A person quietly repeating prayers at church, the reservation of a bus.
This is hard.
I know, and I'm trying to
say this is the worst moment of my life.
What's that?
I'm going to say this is the worst moment of my life.
What a good life.
I do want to see a scene just so we can get away from this
trash. It's not going to help you.
And I want to see... JPC, you are in, I don't know, you're somewhere in the Middle East or in Africa, and you want you go up to somebody who has a hot air balloon, and you're trying to, as best you can, communicate that you want to rent that.
Excuse me, sir. My name's Jackson, Indiana, and I'm an archaeologist. And I need to borrow your balloon.
This feels like a knockoff of something. Did you say Jackson, Indiana?
Yes.
Is your name? You're an archaeologist?
Sorry yes. About my partner's English. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, very nice. Mm-hmm. Kifalik?
What? I'm sorry?
Kifalik?
I just had some, and I'm so full.
Mabsut hamdulillah.
What movie are you making me think of? What movie are you making me think
Nazi
of?
Nazi stole my wife, and I need to borrow your balloon to
shoot.
Whip their balloon down.
Not James Bond. Ah, fuck me. Okay.
What was your name again?
My name's Jackson, Indiana.
Jackson, Indiana.
And I need archaeologist. Are you a professor?
Well, I'm not. I'm not really an archaeologist.
What can
I'm
do
a,
with
I'm
a
paleontologist?
What's
like,
with a dog name?
Like
Jack,
Ross.
Jack Terriers in Indiana?
No, my Nazis took my wife in that balloon.
Star Wars, Han Solo. No.
Star Wars, Han Solo.
No. I'm getting closer though.
Oh, do I look like Harrison Ford? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I have gotten that before.
Okay. Hold on.
Oh, and I guess Jackson, Indiana sounds like Harrison Ford.
No. I'm gonna be up all night.
What would you like to do to our hot air balloon?
Harrison Ford, that's a last name and the name of a car. Maybe I should have done with that. My name's Morrison Subaru.
Indiana Jones.
That's it.
Scene. So something you would do to a hot air balloon. I want to blank your balloon.
So you were so close with
ride.
Reserve, but this is true of buses. So have you ever ridden on a bus, like a cross country bus or a Greyhound bus?
Yes.
Sure.
So what's another word for a Greyhound bus?
Long car.
I don't know.
It's been a long car without you, my friend. A charter. Bus.
Charter.
So charter. You have charter.
I'd like to charter your balloon. That's the thing yes. That you
oh,
already
charter
heard.
Farter.
Whoa, are you quoting a Jackson, Indiana movie?
I am.
Charter.
A person quietly repeating prayers at church.
Chanter.
Chanter. The local branch of a secret organization.
You know what moment in that Jackson, Indiana movie Chanter. That I hated is when he pulled that guy's heart out? Not like that moment in Jackson, Indiana.
You know the part in Jackson, Indiana, the guy's coming at him with a sword and Jackson, Indiana just takes the gun out and shoots him?
Yeah.
Completely improvised.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell because he shot himself in the head.
The local the branch of a secret randomly. Organization.
Charter.
Chanter.
Chanter.
The letter is P.
Prancer.
Prancer.
Chapter.
Aaron gets it. All right. Zach has one more. A person that drinks their whole glass at once. A pet that won't leave you alone. Someone that enjoys riddles.
Gulper, gopher, Aaron.
Gulper is close, but not right.
Guzzler.
Guzzler.
Guzzler, puzzler.
Puzzler.
And what was the second question?
Someone that enjoys riddles.
No, we got puzzler. What's the second?
No, it's or the last a person that drinks their whole glass at once.
Guzzler.
A pet that won't leave you alone.
Nuzzler.
Nuzzler.
Sugar glider.
And someone that enjoys riddles. So just to clarify, yeah, it's Nuzzler. I'm sorry. Guzzler, Nuzzler, Puzzler are the three. They did the really cool thing where you write them in white text. So when I copy and pasted them, they were still kind of hard to read. And then Zach says, hope you guys have a great Halloween.
Aww.
So a little fucking late,
miss
idiot.
It, buddy. Yeah. Next year.
Thanks,
Aaron,
Zach.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
I'm going to be a pet owner. I want you to be my pet who won't leave me alone.
Mm-hmm. Hey, are you awake?
Yeah, what's up?
Can you get me some yogurt?
I
want yogurt.
I don't think cats are supposed to have yogurt.
Hey, what do you think? What do you think?
Go to sleep.
Who do you think will get nominated for all the Oscars this year? Like, what do you think is going to be contender?
I don't care.
If I were a flower, what flower would I be?
Tulip.
Okay, let's play a game. Okay, no. Ready? Who can stand the stillest? Who can, like, what? Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Why are you wearing blinked. A bra?
Why am I wearing a bra?
Yeah.
Why aren't I wearing a bra? I think the bra is wearing me, my friend.
Don't take it off like that. Don't take it off slow.
Do you think it's too late to go out to eat? I want panda cakes. What's
you
up?
You want panda cakes?
I want panda cakes.
Do you want Panda Express or do you want pancakes?
Oh, I want both. Let's do both.
Why are you wearing panties?
I'm high.
Scene. That brings us to a point in the show where we're going to need to take a quick break.
Wait, we don't want to further explore panties, Cat?
We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back after these panties, Cat. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your
Woo.
Local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should
I would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
Wowie zowie, mm-hmm. I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin Baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin Baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're
running.
They're coming here.
They're running.
Okay, so this next riddle comes to us from, and I just want to double check, Suzanne. This is just from Suzanne.
Great.
Summers?
Yes, it's from Suzanne Summers. Suzanne Summers says, I absolutely love your podcast. It's embarrassing how many times people have looked at me funny for laughing out loud on
the train.
Did
you put a hyphen between abs and lutely?
Yeah.
That's classic Suzanne Summers.
Here's some puzzies I hope you'll enjoy. I did steal the idea from the TV show Pointless. Are you familiar?
No.
No.
I'm not either. It sounds like Shameless's like
Where's
knockoff
she from?
Cousin.
Is she from the US?
No, this Suzanne is from the Netherlands.
Oh, cool.
So maybe that's a Netherlands TV show. I don't know. The idea is to guess a title that is shared by a song and a movie based on the initials of the title, as well as one of the main actors from the movie and the artist of the song. Cool. For example, B.A.T. Audrey Hepburn, 1961, and Deep Blue Something, 1993.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, B.A.T. So that's...
Wait, where did the Deep Blue come into it?
So that's the title. The song is called Breakfast at Tiffany's, and you got the artist, which is Deep Blue Something.
So we still have to solve that?
No.
Nope. So the way that it works.
Oh, the name of the band that sang that song is Deep Blue Something?
Deep Blue Something is the name
of
the band.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, unless Suzanne is immediately fucking lying to me, I did not fact check
these
at all.
I thought something was like a blank.
No. So BAT is the initials of the thing that you're guessing, and then you're getting, you have to get the movie, which is you get the actor in the year, and the song, which is the band name in the year, but both of the things are still Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Got it.
Does that make sense at all?
No.
Then Aaron
but
is going
to do... I'm confident in Aaron.
Very well.
Got it.
All right. And I could also make it more difficult by just giving the actor and the artist without the years. I actually don't think the years are going to help you that much because you guys are some of the stupidest morons I've ever met in my fucking life.
He's not wrong.
All right. So P.W., so what you're guessing will be P.W.
Pussy Wagon. Grease.
You're
She's
right.
a real pussy wagon.
And Adult, you get five guesses before I even finish the clue.
Great. Pussy Wagon. Who?
It was Pussy
hit
Wagon.
Hit a wall. Password.
All right. Richard Gere, 1990. Roy Orbison,
Pretty Woman.
1964. Pretty Woman. Nice.
Pretty Woman.
All right. B.D.C. Hilary Swank, 1999. The Cure, 1986.
Boys Don't Cry.
$1 billion KB.
Mm-hmm. All right, I am going to try.
$1 billion KB.
I'm going to try just giving you the without giving you the letters, just giving you the artist and see. Sarah Jessica Parker, 1985. Cindy Lauper, 1983.
Girls just want to have fun.
Hocus Pocus.
Nice. Paul Rudd, 1995. Usher, 2014.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd and
Clueless.
Reese Witherspoon, 2002. Leonard Skinner, 1976.
Freebird, Alabama.
Freebird, Alabama.
Sweet Home, Alabama. Is that the one where she lives in a Walmart?
I don't know.
That's Drew
Sweet
Barrymore.
Home, Alabama?
Home Fries? What am I thinking of?
You might be thinking of Home Fries.
There's one where somebody lives
in a
Walmart.
But that's Drew Barrymore, right?
Maybe.
Did you hear about that actress that got stabbed? Reese...
Witherspoon?
No, with her knife. Big tragedy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Selena.
Oh my God.
Selena?
I am so tired. I had no idea what was happening, and now that I'm with you.
Did you guys never do that actress that got stabbed Reese Witherspoon joke in grade school?
Nope.
Haley Steinfeld, 2016. Stevie Nicks, 1981.
Fuck.
Boy, it's 17. A Western movie.
Edge of 17.
Edge of 17. Yeah, the Western movie.
True Grit.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks' 1981 classic, True Grit. And Adel, give me a couple bars of how that went.
Well, I'm walking in the desert and I'm hot as hell. I'm 17 and I'm edging. Who's edging? I'm edging. True Grit.
I'm getting word from the studio that we're being shut down completely. The lights are being turned off.
Jason Biggs, 1999. Don McLean.
American Pie.
It's actually Fuck a Pie.
Meow, meow, meow.
Jeff Bridges, 1999. Black Sabbath, 1970.
Crazy Train.
I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Who was the actor? Jeff Bridges?
Jeff Bridges, 99. Black Sabbath, 1970.
I don't know.
I understand why they put Jeff Bridges here, but...
He's not the main.
He's not the lead.
Did Black Sabbath?
I think it would give too much away if I give you the lead, though.
Paranoid.
Mm-mm.
What are some Black Sabbath songs?
Give us the lead.
Robert Downey Jr., 1999. Black Sabbath, 1970.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Kevin
Costner, 99.
That was 99. Wait, I'm sorry. Iron Man came out in 1999.
Doesn't that seem wrong?
That's so wrong. That's like 10 years off.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
But it is Iron Man, yeah. Oh, you know what? Iron Man came out in 99 in the Netherlands. Kevin Costner. Pointless.
I want to see a scene.
Okay.
Japes, this is, so this is 1998, mm-hmm. And this studio made a movie knowing Iron Man. It's sort of an Armageddon Deep Impact situation.
Or
Bugs Life Ant situation. So the studios knew that Iron Man was going to be released, so they rushed to release another metal superhero that released but absolutely tanked, and mm-hmm. you're this metal superhero, and we're seeing your origin story. Honey, why are you home so late? Would you wrap up those leftovers with that aluminum foil?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, I just came in. I got caught in a spider web. It was an enormous strain.
What are you, Gwen Stefani? Go to bed.
Okay.
Derek, wrap up the leftovers, go to bed.
Why are you never home?
Because Daddy works all day at the zinc mine.
Oh, so not
everyone
the aluminum foil?
Hold on. Dads work at the zinc mine and they're home way before you.
But I have the night shift when the zinc is freshest. Go to bed, sweet pea.
Well, you're gone all day, too, and I just don't see anything.
How is zinc freshest at night?
Look, I don't go to where you work and ask how the fucking charts get done at the hospital, okay?
I told you, I don't work at a hospital. I chart hot air balloons and buses. I work with charter balloons.
I get so mad. Fine, I'll just rip the aluminum foil. It combined with the zinc.
Oh, no.
Cling, 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 cling,
I'm becoming cancerous.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Is that your name?
What's your power?
Oh, lose all my hair?
Nope. Bail.
Christian Bale can't be in this. He's already tied to another superhero.
Bail! Sure.
See, by the way, 2008 Iron Man.
That's what I thought.
Not 1999. It came out earlier in the Netherlands. Ready?
Yes.
Kevin Costner, 99. The Police, 1979.
Message and Bobble.
Message and a Boggle. It was a big board game movie. All right, I'm taking away the years.
Wait, is that right?
Yeah, Message and a
Bottle.
What
movie was Message and a Bottle?
Message and a Bottle.
That's the movie. Aaron got it.
I see.
River Phoenix, Oasis.
A river runs through it.
River Phoenix, 1986.
Fucking in the Bushes.
Oasis, 1987.
Champagne Supernova. Don't Look Back in Anger.
I like Oasis, and I don't know this song.
Definitely, maybe.
I know, like, almost their entire catalog.
Morning Glory. What's the story of Morning Glory?
Is this right? No, this is right, because this is River Phoenix. No.
It's River Phoenix was in My Own Private Idaho.
River Phoenix in 86.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Stand By Me.
Stand By Me.
Yeah. Do you know the Oasis song Stand By Me?
Yeah. It's Liam goes, doom, doom, doo-doo-doom, doom, doo-doo-doom, doom, doo-doo-doom, doom.
Something coming down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Stand by me.
Darling, darling.
I think that, yeah, that's the Stand By Me that, yeah, I want to say that maybe that Oasis thing is wrong, but.
Someday you will find me poking a dead body.
All right.
On the railroad tracks by my place.
The wickedly talented Idina Menzel and Madonna.
Wicked. Rent.
Idina Menzel, 2013. Madonna, 1998.
Oh, what's Madonna's cowboy song?
She was enchanted. She was Frozen. It's Frozen.
Madonna had a song called Frozen. I don't remember that.
Aaron, how did that song go, Aaron?
It's the 80s. It's the 80s. And I love being in the 80s. I'm Madonna in the 80s. And it's good to be me right now. For a while, I'm going to have a British accent that no one can explain.
Oh, I loved that.
I'm going to do it on Oprah for the first time.
Hillary Swank.
Oh, you're done with me doing that?
2007, The Beatles, 1962.
White album.
Wait, say what? Well, I missed the person.
Hillary Swank, 2007, The Beatles, 1962.
I Am Sam.
Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank, 2007. Boy.
Was she in I Am Sam?
Oh, she was in Next Karate Kid.
Oh, is it? Nope. I can't be 2007.
It is 2007.
2007. Hillary Swank.
It's not Million Dollar Baby.
She was in like an Amelia Earhart movie.
She was in Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You. Yeah. Mm. Antonio Banderas, 1995. The Eagles, 1973.
Puss in Boots, that famous Eagles song.
Puss in Boots. Why won't you put on your boots?
I'm going to go back to
You've been pussing around, puss in boots. Do you guys have a guess?
Welcome to the, welcome to the Hotel Shrek-a-fornia.
And in the morning, we're making waffles.
I forgot what we were doing.
Going slowly fucking bonkers.
Do you have the answer?
No.
Antonio Banderas, 1995, the Eagles, 1973.
Desperado.
Desperado. Allie McGraw, 1970.
Allie McGraw?
Allie McGraw.
Do you mean Tim? Allie McGraw? Do you mean Allie McBeal?
Allie McGraw, 1970. Allie McGraw, 1970. Taylor Swift, 2009.
Who the fuck is Allie McGraw?
I don't know.
1989.
Okay, 2009.
Shake it off.
Love Story.
Love Story.
Mm.
All right, we have four more. Denzel Washington, 2016. The Clash, 1981.
Rock the Casbah. Denzel Washington, what year?
2016, in The Clash, 1981.
Remember the Titans.
2016.
Yeah, I think I remember this movie.
He was
movie.
In a gangster Inside movie Man. With Russell Crowe.
It's not the gangster movie.
That might have been like 2014.
I think it's a cowboy movie.
Magnificent Seven?
Magnificent Seven.
That is a Clash song.
That's a Clash song? Okay, I don't know that song.
Bang, bang, dooba dooba doo.
All right.
Something like that.
Patrick Dempsey, 1987.
Mm, ooh, just take a minute to soak that up. Ooh,
the
just
Beatles.
Just drink in that name.
1962.
Oh, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love.
That's a Grey's that movie's a little overrated.
Sylvester Stallone, 1993.
Rocky.
93. And The Police, 1981.
Roxanne. No, that would be Steve Martin.
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone, 1993.
93.
Copland.
And The Police, 1981.
Judge Dredd.
No.
I don't know.
You're circling it, though. But those, I mean...
Yeah, I wrote Judge Dredd on this piece of paper. And
you keep circling it like you're mementoing that Judge Dredd. I don't know this Police song.
So Police has I'll Remember You. No, I'll Be Watching You.
Police has already been on this list with Message in a Bottle. So Message the Police have the already bottle. Been here twice.
Also, Hillary Swank's been on there twice.
Yeah.
And she is, she hasn't been anything in a while, I think.
Maybe she's not acting anymore. Everyone has every right to walk
away.
She has
two Oscars, I believe. She should be acting nonstop.
What'd she have the Oscars for?
Million Dollar Baby.
Boys Don't Cry. Oh, yeah. Wow, great.
And she famously, I think when she won for Boys Don't Cry, she was like living out of her car or something. I think she was in a real dire situation.
Really? When she won for it?
I think when she won.
She must have a terrible agent.
Even after she won, she had like $200 to her name or something.
I think that you're thinking of Jewel.
I'm thinking of Jewel. Foolish Games.
I don't know.
Demolition Man.
Oh shit, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, and it's a Police song. I don't know that song.
I don't know.
Okay, this last one I do know. James Stewart, 1958.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
U2, 2004.
Wonderful.
Harvey.
I want you guys to say it on the count of four. Ready? Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Discotheque.
It's Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart, 1958, and U2, 2004.
Philadelphia Story. It's a Wonderful Life. Rear Window.
Beautiful Day.
Mm-mm. It's also, yeah, U2's song Rear Window.
I don't know.
You don't know U2 songs?
I don't know what this is.
Where the Streets Have No Names.
I also think this is the name of a U2 album.
Pop.
It's also a sickness.
Oh, Disturbed. it's also a sickness.
Or maybe it's a, I don't know if it's a disease, it's a condition.
Vertigo.
Is that a condition? It's not a disease.
Vertigo, disease. Yeah, I think it's a condition.
Or maybe it's something you get,
neuro.
Like you get vertigo.
Yeah.
Anyway, Suzanne, those were all very fun, and you are very from the Netherlands.
I want to see a scene. Japes, you're going to be Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
And Aaron, you're going to be Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, man.
And this is a scene from the movie that was never released, but it was filmed. And this movie was called, what's a good U2 song? this is called With or Without You.
You're such a snob, aren't you? You just think you can come in here and be a snob at me. Well, just so you know, I'm going to be fine with or without you.
Well, you think I'm just a snob to you, Mary? Is that what you think?
He wanted to do this, George Bush.
Well, if you think I'm just a snob to you, then maybe I could just walk right out the door.
Well, then fine. I don't think you're going to be fine with or without me.
You don't think I'm going to do it?
You are going to be wherever you are.
You think I'm... Catherine, you think I'm...
Yes.
Sorry, we're going to cut real quick. Catherine, you got to stop putting the name of the movie into your lines. I don't know what script you read, but that is not the line.
I'm improvising.
We're sorry. We'll try better.
Okay. And also, just so you know, we're going to keep going, but the movie has been renamed Lemon. You have new scripts. Go ahead and start.
All right.
You think I'm not going to do it?
No, and
you think I'm not going to do it?
And I think this entire relationship has been me making lemonade out of lemons.
Don't look at the camera.
Lemonade out of
lemons. What do you mean? What do you mean, Mary? The only name a woman could have. The only name I'm capable of saying, Mary.
And I, you're just one of those cars that doesn't work anymore. You're a...
What am I? What am I?
The director's glaring at me. So I will say that you're a lemon.
You're a lemon, Mary.
No, Mitsubishi.
You're a Mitsubishi.
You're a lemon Mitsubishi. Oh, I can say another woman's name. But now I'm kind of getting into Harry Carey.
This is how you sound.
You should know who that is.
How about them Cubs?
This is how you sound, you snob. Oh, that's raw. Oh, raw. That's how you sound.
This is how you sound. How do you like that?
It sounds very sexy. I like it. I wish you talked like that more.
Home run.
I'll be fine with or without you, you lemon.
Cubs win.
Jimmy, why are you wearing a bra?
Scene.
Scene.
Oh boy, oh boy.
We're sorry.
Can't do that impression. And I found that out tonight. All right, we're going to go back to one of our favorite riddle books. It's this blue book that nobody likes.
Oh, we hate that. I think that's the first
there
book we ever used.
There are men who can do an Alan Alda and men who can do a Jimmy Stewart, but no man can do both.
Mm-mm. Get you a man who can do an Alan Alda and a Jimmy Stewart. Bam, bam, bam. This riddle is called The TV Obeyed.
Yeah.
Jake had some friends over to watch a popular new movie on his brand new big screen TV with state-of-the-art surround sound loudspeakers.
Nobody talks like that.
As the credits ended and everyone went to the kitchen.
You haven't met all of my boyfriends.
You sound like an uncle who works at Sharper Image.
There's no Sharper Images.
I gotta tell you, this is beautiful.
No, I still work there.
Anybody who says state-of-the-art in front of any electronic is selling you shit.
I'm gonna take this again. I'm taking this again. Jake had some friends over to watch a popular new movie on his brand new big screen TV with state-of-the-art surround sound loudspeakers.
What are you doing?
As the credits ended and everyone went to the kitchen for snack, an obnoxious commercial came on. Jake turned to the set. Oh, shut up! He shouted angrily at the TV, and it did. Explain what happened.
Okay, Jim Coach from Big Mouth, let me hear that again.
Okay, I'm going to pick a different character voice for this.
Oh, please.
Jake had some friends over to watch a popular new movie on his brand new big screen TV with state-of-the-art surround sound loudspeakers. As the credits ended and everyone went to the kitchen for snacks, an obnoxious commercial came on. Jake turned to the set. Oh, shut up, he shouted angrily at the TV, and it did. Explain what happened.
Sounds like he has an anger issue.
Well, I mean, nowadays it's probably like a Google Home or something. Like,
yeah.
I wish I could tell my Google Home to shut up.
Like, you know how when opera singers sing really high, the glass smashes? Maybe that happened.
Okay, sure.
Maybe the TV was a cardboard box with two of his friends acting out stuff behind it.
And we've done 200 fucking episodes of this show. Is maybe the way you answered, Daddy? For the
what
riddles?
What is this energy in this room? This is a new energy. I think it's because, you know what it is? We're in different seats.
Mm-hmm.
We've never sat in this formation before. This is the first time I've recorded an episode not making eye contact with Adam.
Inverted.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a scene. I'm throwing a party. The two of you are my friends. I've cut out a cardboard box. With a square in it, and you two are behind it trying to entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
Which way?
Oh, okay, I got
sorry.
It. It's that, clear to me.
The last part of that threw me for a loop, but we're in the cardboard box trying to entertain you. Got it.
Nightly news starts now. Tonight, I'm Jennifer Scoops.
And I'm Todd.
Next channel.
Huh.
The zebra is one of the most elusive animals.
And I'm the zebra.
In all of the plains. To catch a zebra.
Funnier, stripe, make stripe. It funnier.
Stripe, stripe.
To catch a zebra. Tonight on Zebras Say the Damnedest Things on TV. I'm your host,
make God horse
Pat
noises.
Bullpoint.
Next channel.
Oh, great. Thank God.
Sitcom.
I am coming through the door in a way that's a little bit wacky.
What do you mean? You have to return the pants.
This is Will and Grace, right?
Yes, Grace, return the pants.
I can't return the pants, Jerry. I jerked off in the pants.
Here we go.
If I jerk off in the pants, I can't take them back to the store.
Yeah.
Why do you men always jerk off in your pants?
Yeah, and now Newman enters.
I'm Newman. Fucking jerking it. I'm Newman, and I'm Karen.
Who?
I'm Karen Walker, but Newman.
Newman.
This is Will and Grace.
Okay. Jerry, and I need to borrow a big bag of pants.
Yes, yes, and now do the most memorable Ned and Stacy episode.
What?
Who are we?
Okay.
Ned and Stacy.
Yeah.
Who's Ned and Stacy?
Do the most memorable.
I'm Ned, and you're Stacy, and we're about to kiss.
Nailing it. This is the pilot.
A beaver.
This is the pilot.
Phoebe, Ross, Rachel, Monica, get in here.
What is this, Mambo number 5?
Okay, great. And now do a Friends episode, but modern day.
We're just sitting here on our phones, not talking. We're depressed, friends.
I'm 50.
Okay, and Joey gets me too'd.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Same.
That was exhausting.
Joey gets me tuned. The one where Joey gets me tuned. What if they just brought back Friends? They're like, Friends, one night only special. The name of it, they released a week before. It's called The One Where Joey Gets Me Tuned.
How you doing, respectfully?
How you canceled? Okay, do you guys have
a fucking... I cancel all three of those dudes right out of the gate.
Ross? Even
cancel,
Ross?
Cancel.
Would you cancel Chandler?
Yeah.
Why? What has Chandler done?
All right. Someone send a compilation of Chandler being homophobic to JVC.
Oh, that'll just be every episode.
Yeah, I know.
You send me your Chandler cancels.
Could I be any more gay panic?
Do you have an answer to this riddle? Do you guys want some hints?
I didn't even remember we were doing a
riddle.
The only thing I can think of is that State of the Art is Art Garfunkel's solo album. Is that
so?
Well, I don't know what riddle this is.
That's a joke.
I have no memory of what riddle this is.
All right, I'll give you some. It's the TV one where the guy turns off his TV.
Yeah, I don't know.
To shut up. I will give you some questions. These are just Q&As. Hints.
Okay.
Clues. The word is clues. Did Jake shout to operate a sound-sensitive switch or, while shouting, manually operate a remote-controlled device or an ordinary switch? No. Did Jake see the TV screen just before he shouted?
Yes.
Videotaped movies usually have their durations printed on their boxes. Is that fact significant?
Yes. Because it lets us know that's from 1994.
So he just knew when the movie was going to...
Yes, as the credits ended and everyone went to the kitchen for snacks, an obnoxious commercial came on. Jake turned to the set. Oh, shut up, he shouted angrily at the TV, and it did.
Oh, yes, The Shining.
It's like a rewind thing.
He's a wizard.
Thing.
It's a what?
It's a silent movie. It's rewinding. It's a...
Why did commercials come on after a movie that he rented? Like a VHS movie?
Porn.
Is that part of it?
Thank you, porn. No, I'm just wondering, is that... They didn't have commercials.
It's like coming next soon to DVD video, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
I always thought that was before, though.
So it's not voice activated because this technology didn't exist when this book was written.
Yeah. Could very easily be the answer, but the technology did not exist when the book was written.
The phrase was shut up.
He said, oh, shut up.
I don't know.
So it is, I think technology is going to help you here.
Yeah.
But it's old technology.
VHS. It's like the tape stops.
Adel.
Shut up was the name of his horse, and the horse kicked the TV.
Yes, horses.
Old technology.
The oldest technology.
The oldest remote control in the world, a horse.
No, his horse's name was Dance With Me, actually, and he said, oh, shut up and dance with me.
Don't you dare look back. Just keep your horse eyes on me. A little horsey back. I said, shut up and horse with me.
Have you seen that music video? It's just a man singing at a horse.
Is it?
No.
And it's so good.
In
college, I did love their first song. Remember Anna Sun?
No.
That band Walk the Moon.
So,
the
Anna Sun's Anna the door, hanging
off the window. I only know Shut Up and Dance With Me.
Will you buy a new dog and name it Remote Control so that the next time Mariah says, will you pass the remote, you hand her a dog?
Yes.
And then you live with that bit for 19 more years?
I like Adel's brain.
19 years? How long you think a dog lives?
With modern technology, forever.
Sure, yeah. Dogs can live for as long as people. And they should. And people should die at about 12 years. All people, starting now. If you're old, you made it. All right, you guys want the answer?
Yes.
You, I guarantee you fucking idiot cucks are never going to get the answer.
Me too.
Oh, now I'm getting me too'd. The TV obeyed. Eager to show off his elaborate new equipment, Jake had friends over. Not only did he set up his video cassette player, but he also carefully reviewed the instructions for his TV set, which included a timer that would turn it off at a specified time later. He carefully set the shutoff timer to outlast the movie by a minute or two.
And
when the ad came on, saw a warning on the screen that the TV would turn itself off in a couple of seconds.
Fuck this.
He knew that it would be shutting off immediately, so he shouted at the TV set, "Just for the fun of it."
Japes, buy that riddle a fucking suit and tie, because I'm taking it to riddle court.
For Judge JPC and Riddle Court.
All rise, all rise, all rise.
And I'm Matthew McConaughey, the bailiff. Time.
What's
I'm
up?
I'm typing it all down, and as always. I'm the one who types, types, types.
And Bailiff McConaughey, do you have a Bailiff McConaughey dog name?
Be a lot cooler if I did.
All right, all right, all right. Riddle Court is now in session. Judge JPC
Matthew
presiding.
McConaughey.
That's it.
That'd be my dog name.
It's Matthew McConaughey. That's it. And as we all know, JPC stands for Juris... Prudence Kuma.
Your Honor, I want to defend this riddle against the prosecutor, Adel, because I think this riddle is fun. I mean, we've never had a riddle end with "just for the fun of it."
The court recognizes the country lawyer with bare feet and torn up pants. Hulk, you look like a Hulk, is basically what I'm trying to say.
Your Honor, she is a Hulk, but she turns into a bear instead of a green giant.
Great. And so you're a Hulk that turns into a bear?
Your Honor, I don't see how this is relevant. I don't see how it's relevant. We're talking about this riddle, and I think this riddle holds up. What is your
I'm willing to agree with you, but I will hear from the defense.
This riddle fucking sucks. I've been a riddle expert for months now, and I feel like that riddle does not hold up to the standard of quality.
I'm the defense. He's the prosecution.
That's true. Mr. Charter, I will remind you that you are the prosecution.
Dazed and Confused was one of my movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me, Matthew McConaughey, chiming in. What's that one where I was dying?
Ghost of Girlfriend's Past.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. You should have hired someone more professional. This lawyer is about to get off scot-free.
I was in a lawyer movie. Mississippi Burning? No. What's that? Lincoln Lawyer.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, Your Honor, if I may speak for Adderall 5, my name is Matthew McConaughey. I'm a Lincoln lawyer, meaning I'm about to get shot in the back of the head.
Your Honor, the jury has returned a verdict. I'll entertain that. Thank you, Mr. Foreman. Loved you in house. All right. All rise for my official reading.
Okay, I'm going to type everything down.
If it pleases Your Honor, while you do your official reading, I'm going to bring in the world's oldest remote control. This is my horse. His name is Toffee.
It pleases me very much to see a horse named Toffee. All right. And... Mr. Jury, Mr. Foreman, are you sure that this is the verdict that you want to turn into the court? Your Honor, I am sure. All right, it says it's time for plugs. It just says it's time for plugs.
What does that mean?
Does anyone in court have something that they want to plug?
I think it means it's time to do the plugs.
Do you have anything that you want to plug?
Yes, I'm the stenographer. Mm-hmm. And you should follow Erin Cave 10 on Instagram to find out about her web series and other projects that she does, like shows.
That makes sense. McConaughey, anything to plug?
I think I want to plug Lincoln Navigator. Lincoln Navigator. When you're riding in a Lincoln, you feel like you're watching theater with your wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. And I'd just like to go ahead and plug the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon. It's great. You can give some money every month and see some free bonus episodes. There's another review crew if you want even more bonus content. That's on there as well. The newsletter's always a lot of fun. I heard JPC doesn't ever fucking contribute a playlist, so stop telling me that I do. And that's about enough time for the court.
Foreman, do you have anything to plug?
Yeah, you could... keep watching old episodes of House. I look like the coach of a football team.
George Foreman, do you have anything to plug?
My grills!
Your Honor, I don't mean to interrupt, but there's one last thing I'd like to say.
I'll allow it.
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adil Rifai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.